problem, Oscar.
Thank you so much.
The biggest problem facing the Jewish people today is money.
No, is
a lack of simcha b'tuv leibo, which boils down to we're not samech b'chelkoi b'ein beruchnis b'ein begashmis. Rabbi Yair, Yair,
who tzarech liot b'shiur?
Ata gam yochol lavor.
I need a bailout.
So we have to somehow learn how to be Sameach Bechelko. Bein Begashmis, Bein Beruchnis. Because we say things are not good, and when things are not good, we get upset. Hasimcha Yesoid Binyan Haishus. Simcha is the foundation of the building of Ishiyut. What's Ishiyut? Personality. Person. Min haroi lahakdush. It's very important to just preface here. She'adam she'ain lo simcha s'chayim. Person who doesn't have simcha s'chayim. Chosru lo even a pina. Ha'yisoydu sh'aliyah nivno shiur k'moso v'yishuz kula. Person doesn't have simcha z'chaim, he's lacking the foundation stone, the cornerstone, okay, upon which he's going to hold, build his whole standing and his whole individual personality. It's not working. Penoisef lekach, Adam ze einu mesuda lichreit b'sholem im roev v'yididov. A person who doesn't have simcha z'chaim is going to have a hard time getting on with other people. He can't give compromise on his. He's also not able to pass on and to inherit to his children his spiritual path, his spirituality. Adam ha-makayim es mitzvah selokayiv mitoichos ha-simcha. Person who makayims the mitzvahs of Hashem, lacking simcha. These three words are a whole sugya, the whole Torah on this. Kemitzvahs anoshim ulumoda. Anoshim ulumoda. He does the mitzvahs habitually. The altar of Slobodka held that this was the biggest problem that a person could ever have. The worst possible thing that you could say about another Jew, that he was doing the mitzvahs out of habit. But the Olshev Slobodka, this was nothing worse. A Jew doesn't change, no matter how high a level he is. The guy can be davening with dveikus and learning and whatever, but he's doing the same thing today that he was doing 10 years ago or a year ago. Nothing, but the Olshev, there was nothing worse than that. The Vilna Gaon says it even starkly. He says, if you're not changing, lama tachayim, what are you living? Why are you alive? You only came here to change, nothing else. There's nothing worse than a person who does what he's doing, because he did it yesterday. What's missing? Why did you put on tefillin today? Because that's what I do, I put on tefillin. I put on tefillin yesterday, I'm going to put on tefillin tomorrow. Why did I put on tefillin today? Because that's what I do. That's not why you put on tefillin. You put on tefillin because you made a b'chira decision today to put on tefillin. That's not the same tefillin you wore yesterday, and not the same tefillin you wore the day before, and it's not your father's tefillin, or your Zayda's tefillin. Most people are putting on tefillin today because their Zayda put on tefillin. That's mitzvah sanoshim ulumoda. I once had a friend, he told me he never missed the minyan. I was an FFP guy. When I met him, he was 30 years old. Never missed the minyan. I don't know what that means. Until I went with him to Maariv one night, I understood what it meant. He never davened in a minyan before. He did what he's been doing since he's aided it and he did it. Wait, Maariv. 3.5 minutes, we were gone. So a person doesn't have simcha, we have to see why there's a connection here. So when he does his mitzvahs habitually, he's he can't bring into his house an atmosphere of calmness, of tranquility. He doesn't generate in his home a feeling of tranquility. And further than that, it's very hard for him to withstand the enormous difficulties and challenges that life throws at you.
What's so bad about doing things habitually?
The only reason I'm thinking is not to know how to answer your question. Sorry if I want to go there now. I'm not going to go there now. The sugya of what's wrong with mitzvahs and oshim and limodah is a shir on its own. Good question. Let's deal with the mitzvah.
So, hear what the problem with it is.
Yeah, but it's a whole shir on its own. I was deciding whether to go down there or not. I'm not going to go down there. That's not what's on the agenda for today. And what's wrong with the person who can't engender into his home feelings of tranquility? That's also shir on its own. Each one of these things he's mentioned. Results of being lacking of simcha, each one is a shir on its own. We're focusing more on the yisod at the moment, and what's wrong with mitzvahs and oshim ulamadu is a shir. We have to, what's wrong with doing the mitzvahs out of habit as opposed to doing them out of bechira is a whole shir of what bechira is.
But in context, we're saying that we are saying simcha is important, and these things help generate simcha.
No, these are the things that will be lacking if you don't have simcha.
You don't have simcha, you don't have this.
Simcha, yeah, we're saying is the cause of these problems. And having simcha would then cure these problems. We're saying that simcha is the foundation. These things are built on that foundation. If you have simcha, you will have this building. If you don't have simcha, this building can't stand. Matzav zeh shebo asit v'chum imenu v'alo meshamesh l'doi ben laiv kemakom agidl v'atzmicha shosholo bayot ha-meifyon yisest oreinu. We're going to give an overview now of some of the problems that are inflicting our generation that come about as a result of a instead of there being gidl but smicha. What causes the gidl and smicha of all the following problems that we're going to enlist now? Some of them, just a few examples. This is a bit like the when we read the parsha, you know, of the tochacha. It's a bit of a painful list. I hope you. We'll try and finish so we can do something happy just before lunch. It's hard to eat after this. Machleikas tziburius rabbis. Major public machleikasim in the Torah world. Mirivois kitnonios eidus mamodos. Terrible arguments about a status and stature of who I am. Who's you know, in charge here. Bayot b'sholem bayis v'yotzes b'nois Yisrael ha'mesoilim b'paz l'chavek es ashpoches harachoyim. Terrible breaches in sholem bayis which results in our children landing up in the garbage heaps of the street. Sholol bayot וקשים אלו מסתיים מהלך הנפש הירד והשופוך של האדם. These problems and difficulties, I don't really mean, what's מסתיים?
Complete.
מהלך הנפש, the way of the soul.
People being depressed, basically.
Oh. It causes a person to
get low,
what we call he's low. He's whatever he's not feeling, he's miserable. As they say in this, you know, he's bummed out. In South Africa, that's how you would say.
Burnout.
No such thing as burnout. No such thing as burnout. It doesn't exist. No, you didn't. There's a thing called bad management. There's no such thing as burnout. A person can learn 18 hours a day for the rest of his life. He will never burn out if he's managing himself properly. That's not a discussion. No such thing as burnout. Show me a Italian plumber that ever burnt out. Show me some. Show me one Schwarz in South Africa that ever had mono. Come on. It's a virus.
Yeah, you're right.
Tatzais harasniais neisefes hay. There are further destructive consequences that come about what we're talking about. Chaisis avlanus. We don't have patience. That's why these are all the books of Zelig Pliskin. You take, go through Zelig Pliskin's library. Patience. Sinus chinam. Baseless hatred. Kina, jealousy. Tzoris ayin. You know, I look at people with a, you know, with a tzoris ayin, with a
squinting eye.
Yeah, with a squinting eye, whatever. Anger. Matachis chavritim. Matachis chavritim.
Social pressures.
Peer pressures, whatever. Daigas verifida achrei ma'amodas ruchnias v'gashmias. Worrying and chasing after levels of ruchnias and gashmias, having to you know, keep up with the Joneses and the Shapiros, and not just out the base midrash, in the base midrash. You can't imagine the lachats on the kids today, the yeshivas, to keep up, to be like everybody else, to stick with everybody else that you shouldn't be. You can't imagine the lachats on the kids today.
Who put down
Valkulov? This is so precious. This lack of simcha v'tuv leivav. I feel good about myself, and I know who I am, and I have an inner balance. If I know that I need to take out Nat Seder because that's what I need right now, I'll do it. Most kids today can't hack out Nat Seder. They're even going to look at him and say, "You're in Nat Seder. You're above." So you'll sit there and burn out. That's what I meant. He'll be badly managed. He's being badly managed. He's not managing himself properly. Yeah. And one more small example of what some of the lachats of kids have. Ba'akulam kavishakwan is ba'achoysa yichoyne shalanu la'avi asatoyre v'tzurin achoyne yiladeinu. And the biggest problem is if I'm miserable, why would my kids buy into my lifestyle? I'm trying to sell Yiddishkeit to my kids and my talmidim, and I'm miserable. And I'm angry, and I'm machleikasim, and I'm So the kid looks at me and says, I really want to be like him. How do you pass this on if you're not vibrant and active and besimcha with yourself? All this comes about. Then you can argue with him if you don't agree. I'm just reading what's written here. All these consequences come about from a lack of me feeling good about myself. Just being simcha by myself. Hasimcha yit zayrich yoni biyoisim. That's lamed dalet. Yep. Achein, roiv bnei adam mechapsim es hasimcha v'neiros. What's v'nar? What? V'neiros. Yeah. Kulam reit simli smayach. Everybody wants to be happy.
Candle.
Pariah, go to any bookstore.
Candle.
You're looking for candles, like you do Bedikas Chometz. You're looking. Are they using candles to look for simcha? Everybody wants to be happy. Go look at the secular bookstores. You know how many books there are. You know, everyone's got the answer. Ulam befi kulam shagura hataina. Well, fluent in everybody's mouths. Is the answer that Yasoda Simchi Avoyde Kashe. You want to be happy? Hard work, kid. Hard work. Therefore, don't do it. The Daitam Zoom, a Draiger, Ramav, and Asir. Most people think that Simchi is a very high level of spirituality. And they add and they ask. How is it possible to be happy when there's so much suffering going on in the world? Heard of Auschwitz? I can't be happy. Heard about Vienna, just this, heard about this one. I mean, the world is full of suffering. Yeah. You want to focus on the suffering? I mean, Eile Dovasov. You don't have to go out of your own Dalet Amos. There's not one Jew today that's not sure in suffering. So how can I be happy? Sevel mitshulim shoynim baruchnis v'gashmis. We're talking always in ruchness and gashmis, yeah? Because and the ruchness is a bigger problem for us, much bigger problem. The gashmis isn't what drags us into the mud, and yeah, there are days where you haven't got panos, it's hard. But that's not what, it's the ruchness that's really getting to us most of the time. overdraft per bank. How can you do it with an overdraft? Or kasheh bayab briyutut or chavritit metziko meshavas to say lachaim. Oh, there's a health problem, Rahman al-Salam, or there's a shalom problem with a friend, or there's many voted as arguments, family. Tak tak tak, ayla dava sof, yeah? Afilu b'nai aliyah ha-matzlichim li-sa'ay lois ul-asiyach da'as v'mitzukosayim ha-gashmiz. Even those b'nai aliyah that are able to raise themselves out of the, just, you know, the physical difficulties and problems, gashmiz, so now what do they have to deal with? He's got to face all the spiritual lack of simchas he has inside himself. It comes about that simcha has become a very rare, precious commodity. Very hard to find. So let's ask a question, yeah? Haim niten lichush simcha amitis b'kol t'nai b'kol matzav. Listen to this question and listen to this question carefully. Because it's all we're going to be dealing with for the next couple of months. Is it possible to acquire a state of simcha irrespective of what's going on around you? B'kol t'nai or b'kol matzav? It's not enough to say that it must be. Do it! Haim kai mafteach kol shuhu. Is there some kind of a key? Shazrotu natsliach shebazosay through the help of that key, natsliach lahachdi l'ribeinu simcha tmidis, that we are able to engrave in our hearts constant simcha. Shveinu mushpas mekashim chitzoinim, that is not affected at all by what's going on outside of me. The other question, it must be. I'm not so sure. Auschwitz. Simcha v'tuv leivo. How do you do that? I'm not giving easy. I'm not talking about you driving home, you get a puncture. Yeah, you get a flat tire and it's raining. Yeah, I could be with simcha. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a bit hard, but that I can understand. Yeah, the call tonight, if you're talking about an ingrown toenail, yeah, okay, that I can live with. We Jews, guys, and we're walking around with 2,000 years of Jewish trauma. Inquisitions, pogroms, exiles, Auschwitz. The Torah demands simcha v'tuv leivov, no matter where or what you're doing. So we close the book and go home. We don't need the sefer. It's imuna. You got it. What are you doing? What are you doing here now? What's your goal? What's your purpose? You're destroying the question with a terrorist.
Maybe you need a simcha.
Hold on 1 second. I'll start beating you up now. You're destroying the question, which is the greatest gift anyone ever gave you, with a terrorist.
There's so much of a question.
This question goes to the Reim Shel Olam. This goes from the foundation of the Olam to the sky, and it's a question you're going to deal with on a daily basis for the rest of your life. This is the question. The answer, okay, is not going to help you. The question will help you. The answer won't help you. The answer is yes, of course.
Nothing.
The answer to this question is of course. If the Torah demands something for you, of course it's possible. The question is what's going to hold your hand for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
answering this question theoretically will help you nothing, so therefore don't do it. Yeah. If you don't do it, you're going to ruin them. Yeah. You're going to destroy them. You want to destroy yourself? Destroy yourself. Shh, shh, shh. Don't say anything. You're going to destroy it. Don't say it to yourself. Don't say it yet. You're going to kill it for everybody. In my Gemara Shia, you're not allowed to do what you do. This is not a Gemara Shia. But for the same reason. The question's got to escort you for the rest of your life. Don't destroy this question with a lousy answer.
Keep it going.
I'll do the answer.
I want this question to hurt you so much.
That's not the question. That's what I'm saying.
This is the question. This question is the answer. The the Bali Gemara, the Mephoshim say that a good kasha in a Gemara is the answer. This kasha is the answer. You have to go think about it. You want to deal with it superficially? Deal with it superficially. Yes, of course you can be simple. Stick around with me, I'll make you happy, kid. That's all we're saying here. We're talking about something that goes to the roots of Jewish suffering for 2,000 years. Wait, slow. Kaim kaim avtach kol shehu. Is there some key that by the help of that key I can engrave into my heart constant simcha that is not dependent on any external factors? I am not bounced around by what's going on around me. I have an inner simcha and peace and tranquility that no matter what's going on around me, I remain tame, my standard. You're talking, anybody who's ever lived with themselves for more than a couple of days knows what we're talking about. Hachuvah lekol hatiyos halalu hikad ahala. The answer to all of this is, as we're going to explain now, watch. If simcha is a hidu mitzvah ba'alma, if simcha is a hidu mitzvah, it's a way that you beautify what you do, yeah? Hanhaga teva, it's a nice thing to do. Madrega yoino midas chasidus. Simcha is a very high level, it's midas chasidus. Like paying your bills, it's a very high level, and it's midas chasidus. You know, telling the truth is midas chasidus. Haini chaylim lifto esatz my mimenu, but tainus onus. Then I could turn around and say, onus! Onus rakhana patra, I'm a little guy. You're talking about madragas, yeah? What do you want from me? Tikkun chatzos. I'm a little guy. You want tikkun chatzos? Tfilin rabbeinu tam, it says chasidim tzadikim. I'm a poshut guy. Yeah. I'm a little guy. What do you want from me? Madragas? Ich binisht. I'm not the stifler. What do you want from me? Ulam ha'emesi, but the truth is, bad news. You want to leave now? Leave now. If you want to leave with the title of Midas Chasidus, leave now. Ki asimcha inyan mahuti v'shoroshi v'yoyser. Simcha is something which is primary, essential, and goes to the roots of everything. Inyan hanogeya litzipur nafshe shall call you a deed. This goes to the tzipor, touches every aspect of a Jew's neshama of his life. Bli simcha lo niten letzair es hatzad harishon b'avodas Hashem. A person can't even begin the first step in avodas Hashem. And saying that you're honest, that you can't do it, is not going to help you, because benafsheinu adover, it's within our capability to do. There's a moedik achasim soifer. You've got a mitzvah son, you had a son who's a mitzvah. What was the first mitzvah you did after you became a mitzvah? So everybody will tell you kriya shema. He comes from mitzvah, he goes off to his first ma'arif, right? What's the first mitzvah the raisa he does? Krishma, yeah. Chasam Sofer brings down in the Tshuvas that the first mitzvah the mitzvah boy does is to be the simcha. You can't say Krishma if you're not the simcha. What kind of mitzvah is Krishma if you're not the simcha? You're being makabel or malchus shemayim miserably. What kind of mitzvah is that? Chasam Sofer in the Tshuvas says that the first mitzvah that can you imagine a mitzvah by getting up and giving his mitzvah drosh on hilchas simcha, yeah, throw him out the hall. But that's the chasam Sofer. This is the first mitzvah that a person has to do when he comes to a mitzvah. So we all became a mitzvah today, right? No, you have a chiyuv to be a simcha. How? No, but there are a lot of mitzvahs that are not from the 613 that are still chiyuvim. You're right. It's not really. No, he's not. No. It's not. It might not be one of the 613, but it's still a chiyuv. Not everything we're obligated to do is in the 613. Look in the Rambam in that Dhamma to Sefer Mitzvah, where he explains what got into the 613 and why and what not. And what's
pins,
out.
Huh?
Yeah, 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 yeah. And not being angry is not one of the 613 either. before the mitzvah. It's foundational. Without this, we'll go even further. We'll show that without being the simcha, it's an indication that you haven't even taken the first step in Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. You can't even say Kriya Shema. There's nothing going on. You don't have a relationship with Hashem. You don't even know that Hashem lives. It's bordering on apikairus. It's bordering on denying Hashem's existence. That's what he said. It's imunah. But now that you've got the word, you don't have to worry about the problem. That's what I want to give us a word.
No, that's what the question is. What is imunah?
No, that's not the question. The question is, what's Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim? Imunah is, I know there's a God. That's imunah. Betachen is, I live my life according to that knowledge. Those are the definitions. Does that help you? Good. You need to know them. But what? We'll see. Please, Simcha. Okay. I think it's a good place to stop. We'll start. V'shachavti ani es ha-Simcha. That's Rashi. Okay, we'll do the Rashi in Kohenis.